Tank FM, and it's why we can't.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Guilty. Actually, most are innocent until proven otherwise. But we start this. We go to Melbourne, Australia.
G'day.
Mate. Victoria police there say a sword-carrying man. Guy's walking around with a sword. Was recently stopped by police there at a mall in Melbourne because, you know, that'll get some attention. 24-year-old, though, had a reason. And he was dressed for the occasion. He was dressed as a demon slayer on his way to see the anime movie Demon Slayer Infinity Castle, which won the weekend box office, by the way. Worldwide. So he was carrying a prop sword. It wasn't a real sharp one, but police confiscated the imitation weapon and let him go about his way to enjoy his movie. But a friendly reminder, when it comes to demon hunting, please leave it to the professionals or those in K-pop. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. You know, there's a lot to learn in college. Critical thinking, how to get along with others, how to burn that midnight oil, and even alternative ways to earn a living. The new school in Manhattan offering up a course called How to Steal.
Steal?
Steal.
As in, like, larceny?
Like the crime, yeah.
Okay.
Students will examine theft under the context of capitalism and colonialism. There will be lots of field trips. You can visit various establishments to analyze the notion of property and value. But the real crime here is mom and dad. They're going to be paying $10,000 for the class.
Lesson one. I'd rather take the class. We all know how to steal. How to steal and get away with it. That's the class that they need to be. No other past that. Well, may want to steal. Maybe this is why they have it. Walmart evidently systematically has been rolling out new lights throughout their various super centers and the like. And they're starting to get complaints. These are harsher, bluish, 10,000 Kelvin lights.
Ugh.
And people are complaining that they're making, and workers too, making them uncomfortable. Now, Walmart hasn't confirmed that they're actually doing this or for any particular reason, but research shows that extreme blue light levels heighten stress and could impact decision-making, specifically while you're retail shopping. Or pretty much everybody else that's in a Walmart right at the same time you are. That's not the lighting, folks.
Good choices.
That's not the lighting.
Another edition of Babies Gone Wild. This one out of Riverview, Florida, as Daniela Hines was shocked when her little one popped out, weighing nearly 14 pounds.
Whoa.
Mom was in shock when Annan made his debut and wondered during the process, quote, what is coming out of me? Understandably, he was the new star of the maternity ward. Daniela blames her husband for his size.
Well, congratulations to the happy couple.
Yeah. That's the size of a three-month-old.
Way to go, Mom. Let us go to Florida. And a runner there went online. You know those people that run?
Yeah.
Like Mark Phillips?
Yeah, what is
Well, a Florida runner, Katie, shared her race day saga. It's racked up over a million views, and the story goes as such. She called her boyfriend out online after she was running a marathon, asked him, hey, you know, at this particular point in the marathon, because it's very systematic how they plan these things out.
Uh-huh.
When they carb
no
up,
joke.
Or not, you know, when they eat the Michael Scott fettuccine, whether you eat it during or after
they
or before.
Really do, no.
Well, she asked her boyfriend to hold some snacks for her to grab along the route. And sure enough, he did. And there she is going along in the marathon, and there she sees him, and he holds up both hands and basically showing in a type of sign language, love language, that I have already accidentally eaten all of the snacks that you have. Yeah, they're still together, but you better.
You're in trouble, dumb.
Well,
dumb.
She can outrun you.
Better run, run.
Good luck. Yeah,
he may want to get like a diamond instead of snacks.
Don't now he has to. Oh, hell.
So you ever go to a convenience store for a restroom break and it's closed for cleaning? Well, one woman in Monroe, Connecticut was not having any of this. A man says, you know, it'll be just a minute. This was not good enough. She got very impatient. and started throwing things at him, namely Ferrero Rocher chocolates. She later fessed up to police at her home that, yes, I did this, and was issued a misdemeanor summons. But shouldn't this be a felony? I mean, it was chocolate. Come on, lady. What's going on here?
There's a crime against cocoa. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, let us wind up with this story. The head of Alexandria, Virginia's housing authority has been fired after he took one of the affordable housing units for himself and moved in. Dum, 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 dum.